Follow KNBR on Facebook. Now back to Murph and Mac on KNBR 104.5 and 680. The sports leader. Sports leader.
All right, from one 49er to another. Guy's gone to Lambeau Field under the lights.
Was he wearing sleeves in Lambeau? I don't remember.
Dante Whitner. You hear him all week on KNBR and other shows. We finally get to steal him for the morning show on the Murph and Mac show. Dante, man, you've been doing great as a broadcaster and an analyst, and now it gets to peak here in January. You get to give us your best stuff here, man. Good morning, Dante. How are you, brother?
Hey, Dante.
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
We're super excited. Did you wear sleeves?
Yeah, in Lambeau.
I wore sleeves.
Okay.
You know, but the other guys didn't. Colin Kaepernick didn't. Frank Gore didn't. You know, and they were laser focused, and they led us to that victory. Our defense, you know, we were locked in. And one thing that was unique about that game over any other game is that you can feel the mystique of Lambeau Stadium. And when we were sitting in that locker room before the game, it was silent. You know, normally guys are joking with each other, playing, being loose. You know, we were silent. It made us all think, like, are we ready to play, or are we just that locked in and focused and understand that that's what it takes to win in Lambeau in January? And come to find out, we were laser focused, and that's what it takes to win in Lambeau in January.
Right.
So is this 49er team 2021-2022? Do they have that same qualities? And if so, who are the guys that are going to lead them?
I think so. I think it's the formula. I think it's the type of guys they have in that locker room. And when you look at every team in the league, there's no team that resembles the way that we played during the Harbaugh years, except for the 49ers, and I would say the Buffalo Bills. Those are two teams that play a different brand of football, physical style of football that nobody else wants to match or exceed. So when I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at both sides, the AFC and the NFC, I'm looking at who has the formula, who can run the football, who can get after you with the front four, who has a solid secondary that has played together a long time and can communicate, tackle well on the road, who has linebackers that can field a run and play coverage on offense, who can control the ball, who has players that you don't necessarily have to throw the ball down the field to make plays. You can be risk-averse with your quarterback and really throw it underneath, and guys can make plays. When I look at those teams, I think that the 49ers and the Buffalo Bills have all of those criteria to be able to make a run into the Super Bowl.
Man, so give me some names of guys that you think are going to be the leaders, like whether it's a matchup or the way they're playing right now, or they have what's in it inside their chest, their heart, to perform on Saturday night.
Well, are we talking about coaches or are we talking about players?
First, we'll start with the players.
I have coaches and players.
Well, you can give us both.
Break it all down.
I think the coaches, how they look at it. Look at who you know, was under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur.
Right.
He came up from under you know, Kyle Shanahan, and he was with Joe Barry in Washington in Tampa Bay. So he understands how to attack this offense. And I think in the first game, Joe Barry got the best of Kyle Shanahan on some of those third downs. They were expecting a lot of man. He showed man, he dropped zone, he took away a lot of the crossing routes, and that's how they get off the field. And then when you look at the other side of the ball, D'Amico Ryans, early in that week three game, there were so many times where they gave obvious looks to Aaron Rodgers and bailed him out, didn't make him work post-snap. And what I'm telling these safeties, what I'm telling these corners and these nickels are, Aaron Rodgers isn't just getting a read off of the safeties. He's getting a read off of everybody. He's been studying your mannerisms. He know that when the nickel is inside leverage and one safety is showing down opposite, that's BS. Stop showing the opposite rotation pre-snap. He understands your tendencies. Just stand there. Safeties with depth and width at the safety position. Corner, stay within 4 yards. Nickel, play with your leverage. Aaron Rodgers can't figure it out. If you move around and you think you're deceiving him, you're just giving him tips and tendencies that he figured out on film. Stand there. Width and depth will win. He's going to snap the ball when it's 3 to 6 seconds on the clock because he wants to get as much information he can from the defense so he can figure out how to get the ball quickly out of his hands. If you don't let him do that pre-snap like they did many times in the first quarter, not even the first half, not even the first game, in the first quarter, if they just play half better than they did last time in the first quarter, they win that game. And then when we talk about the last play of the game, they had Hufanga to one side, and they had Leonora to one side, the last play of the game. Zero timeouts, right, moving the ball down the field. They had a man under two deep on, which means all defensive backs are playing inside leverage on the DBs. They're taking away all the inside routes, and they're reading the wide receiver's hips as he's running downfield to take a Raider inside and outside breaking routes, safeties high over the top of the field. Can you tell me why everybody out there on defense was playing their responsibility except for the two rookies on the left side? Mm. These guys in week three of their rookie years, the Packers just found out the weakness of that coverage. If you have a veteran corner there, the 49ers win that game. Right. Go back and check that play out. Everybody's playing man under 2D, and the corner doesn't get the rookie corner doesn't get the communication, and they end up hitting a dig route that the corner was supposed to be all over.
Right.
Well, that means, I mean, the guy who you didn't mention wasn't out there, is out there now. That's Ambry Thomas. There's a lot of pressure on him now, you know?
It's going to be a lot of pressure on him, but I think that the safeties can take a lot of pressure and stress off of the corners if you use width and depth. So on first and second down, if you're supposed to be down in the box, don't come down in the box. We don't care about the run. You can play that C-gap once it opens up and maybe make a 6-yard, 7-yard tackle. Would you rather have that, or would you have a 40-yard pass downfield to Davante Adams? And when I say you take the stress off of him, is even if you're coming down as a down safety, you can do that from 12 to 15 near the numbers, showing that you might be over the top of number one. If the corner stays within 4 yards and plays that from press or from bail, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have time to figure that out while Bosa, Armstead, and these guys are trying to tear his head off. It's easy football. If they implement that this week, guys, the 49ers will be in the NFC Championship.
Oh, man, it's super exciting. And Dante Whitner is the voice you hear. He's done it. He knows what it takes. Now, Aaron Rodgers, we keep talking about him all morning long. He's this, like, media and we and all that have created him out to be Superman. Like, he's unstoppable. The touchdowns with no interceptions and the MVPs, and he's having his greatest year, and he's all over the meat. You know, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you've stared him.
Oh, yeah.
You've looked into his eyes, Dante. Is this guy at age 30?
We never lost to him.
Yeah.
That's what we like. That's what we like.
We beat him in the regular season.
Yep.
We never lost to him. You know why? Because everything that I'm telling you right now that we did as a defense.
Yeah.
11 guys understood when he wanted to snap the ball. We understood his hard count. We understood his cadence. We understood his motions and shifts, being able to time blitzes and coverages off the motions and shifts. We understood that maybe we might have to align in some man alignment sometimes in play zone and maybe the adverse effect. We knew that we would have to give up some underneath third downs so that we don't invite throws on the outside so they can get the pass interferences in the big plays. We understood that. We understood that sometimes we might have to play man underneath and play the safeties like quarters. We might have to do things that we weren't accustomed to doing. We might have to hit them with surprise blitzes. That's what you have to do to beat the top-tier quarterbacks, but it takes 11 guys being in tune and understanding it's your pre-snap, it's your mannerisms, it's where you're looking, it's where the corners are, it's what foot is up, it's depth and width of the safeties, it's everything, and it's all game. The 49ers did some disguising in the red zone where they showed man, bailed out, played some cover two, and they confused them. Aaron Rodgers escaped the pocket. Alzeez loses Adams in the back of the red zone. So they can do it. They do it in the red zone, but it takes consistently disguising and being in tune. Pre-snap, when we played him, every snap I was talking to the guys, and Patrick Willis was talking to the guys saying, hey, let's know that he's going to snap the ball between 3 to 7 seconds. Hold your water. Be poised. Telling the other safeties, hey, keep your depth, keep your whip. Telling the nickel, hey, play with your leverage. Telling the corners, hey, play with your leverage, but stay within 4 yards. If you do that and you're consistent and you're conscious of that every play, you can beat the top-tier quarterbacks.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I got to tell you, Dante, everybody's getting fired up listening to you. Here's a simple question. Somebody asked this on the text line. They're like, do you ever want to coach?
Good question.
Coaching takes a lot of time. I think that I can do it at a high level. I've thought about it, but I think that I like what I'm doing now, explaining the game, because there's so many people that think that you just go out there and just line up. No, but it's something else that the quarterbacks are taught as well. The quarterbacks are taught, if single high, go to the X. Okay, if I want to show a safety and I'm down in the box, how do I get the cornerback to get off of the X receiver and go through his reads where everybody else is covered? It takes those simple things from the safeties and the nickels to make the defense operate flawlessly, and that's all the 49ers are missing right now.
Man, oh, man. By the way, if you coach, too, you can't wear the Paddington sweater on the sideline, right?
Well, that would bum me
out.
Yeah,
you can't. You know, I might be able to pull my fur off if I consistently make it to the Super Bowl. But, you know, other than that, we don't know.
I tell you what, Dante, man, I don't even know. We're already – as an ex-player who played a physical game – how do you handle the adrenaline of game day? I mean, you want to get out there.
Are you pacing around and stuff, Dante, looking for something to hit?
Yeah, I get so passionate about this is because I actually on game day, I feel like I'm playing. Yeah. And when I study the film, I study it like a player. So when I look at it, I'm like, okay, this is what I would say and we had to do to beat this, right? So that's how I look at it from the TV aspect as well. And I've been coached from some of the best coaches, Vic Fangio, Ed Donatell, Jim Tressel, Mel Tucker, right? A lot of these guys that were defensive gurus, and I've been in a lot of those meetings. So when I look at these offenses, I can formulate a plan in my mind on how to take these guys away. Even with Devontae Adams, when Devontae Adams is in a two set guys, all you have to do is trap him. He's going to either run a breakout route. You had a corner sitting there to safety take away number one. If he aligns at the third receiver closest to the tackle, you beat somebody up on him. You have both safeties playing quarters, everybody else playing man, you take him away, make everybody else beat you. And that's where they're going to align him at. Two and three, based on where he aligns, you can have automatic coverages in there on obvious pass downs to take Devontae Adams away.
Dante, man, everybody's fired up. It's great to hear this. It's great to hear the X's and O's. It's great to hear the strategy of stifling Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur and that whole crew. You've laid it out.
Come on.
And now we'll play it out, buddy. So I look forward to your analysis Saturday night. We'll be watching you, man.
Awesome, Dante.
And we appreciate you coming on Murph and Mac, man.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good one. Catch you tomorrow night. Go Niners.
Thanks, Dante.
All right. I don't know what to...
I mean, there's nothing else we can do. I'm about as fired up as I can get.
I feel like just walking out of the room right now.
I know. I feel like breaking a window or something. I feel like...
Steve Young. So we got a relay race where it's Steve Young on the third leg, and he hands the baton to Dante Whitner for their anchor.
In the Paddington sweater.
And by the way, the text
line... He's taking the baton with the Bears sweater.
Text line blew up for both of those guys.
Well, they're both super rock star stud guys.
The only thing that can finish that off...
Go ahead.
...is the Polymac jukebox.
Oh, whatever you
need.
You
just let me know. 104.5 and 680. The Sports Leader.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.